afford it.
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Good afternoon to you all. Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Hey, it's time to take 25. Sit back, relax, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. What a great track. I love that track. It lifts my spirits.
Music lifts my spirits no matter what it is.
Yeah. Well, I love Rihanna anyway, but just that, I don't know whether it's, and it's probably the only one lyric I know is shine bright like a diamond. And, you know, I think, well, us women, we're like diamonds and we're always shining bright. Don't you think so?
I think so too. I think Rihanna's a wonderful example of woman. I love her. I think she's very unique and special. And
yeah, and I tell you what, I bemoan the fact of all of this kind of doom and gloom you hear in the media. We had it just a couple of months ago, didn't we? Oh, woman, no, you know, we're not getting paid the same, we're not that good, you know, we're still dragging the chain, and, you know, this day and age. And just sometimes I get sick of hearing that, because actually, does anybody stop and ask what women want? And I think that's especially for me when they go on and on about how many women are at the table at, you know, director, executive level and stuff. And I'm kind of thinking that's fine. I don't mind that bit of research. But I never hear any research saying, do women want to actually be there? Do they care?
Well, from my experience, every single woman I know that is successful and the CEO of her company or somebody else's company or whatever, has quietly got there through her own achievements. Every woman that I know that wants to be the CEO of her company is. I don't hear any more about women who cannot achieve because they are a woman. I don't think that applies anymore. So, you know, I think it's a little bit old hat, and I think it does women a disservice to have these women constantly bitching about not having equal pay.
Yeah, and I always wonder about how well the research is actually done, because I always question, is it inequality of pay, or is it because you often hear it's the different roles that women have compared to men generally in the workplace where there is pay disparity. So I can't say that's inequality, because it's a different job. Where I see that both female and male are doing exactly the same job, if there's inequality there, yes, then that's crap.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. I mean, I know women who work in loading bays and loading docks and that, but they can only lift, purely from their size, they can only lift half of what the men can. So they have a reduced amount of jobs that the men in the loading bay have. Now, that doesn't mean that they're actually getting less pay, but in some cases they are, because what they can do is so much less than what the men can do. So you have to judge apples for apples, as far as I'm concerned. If they are both working in a job, both doing exactly the same, I totally agree with you. The woman should be there. And if they're not, then go jump on the guy who's paying the wages. But if they are not doing exactly the same job, no, they haven't got any right to ask.
Exactly. And, you know, you bring up a point there. We are all built in a particular way, whoever we are. And so our build is going to, you know, is going to stop us from doing some things.
Exactly.
While other people can do other things.
Exactly. So you know, if you're a woman who's capable of doing exactly the same as the guys in the loading bay, then you're going to be very happy in the loading bay, and you're going to be getting the same pay as the men in the loading bay. But if you're a woman who's slight, why go get that job in the first place?
Yeah.
If you're going to complain about not getting the same pay.
Do you know that book that came out years ago? Was it Women from Venus, Men are from Mars? Did I get that around the right way?
I don't know, but I do remember the book.
Yeah, Deborah. Was it Deborah Tannen? Oh, gosh, I should have looked that up, shouldn't have I? I just, you know, I love that book, because I think we're all different, actually. It doesn't matter who we are, whether we're male or female, we're all unique within our own right. And why try and be like somebody else? I really struggle with that.
Yeah, well, let's face it, men are totally different creatures than what we are.
Absolutely.
They think differently. Their emotions are different. Everything about them is different. And there's no way that we want to make them anything like us.
I want to
accept them exactly as they are and try and understand them, and hopefully they do the same with us.
For our male listeners out there, I'm sure you're having a right old giggle now with two women talking about how you walk around. But there was one, I was just having a wee look at online about I don't know, just kind of celebrating womanhood, if you like. And there was a woman called Dr. Kirsten Ferguson. Now, she was celebrating women online. And in 2017, she decided that each day she was going to celebrate a woman. So you could actually put yourself forward. It didn't matter what you did or who you were. She was just celebrating woman. And there was a little article there from one of the women who put her self forward to be celebrated. And she's in Australia. And I do have to giggle at this, of our Australian cousins, because while the story was a great story about her seeing herself up on the screen being celebrated, when you went to some of the comments from the men, what a joke. As if women were not placed on a daily pedestal in all our media and praised for anything they do, be it housework or working in government. When was the last time any media outlet devoted print space to heap praise upon men? I just thought that was one. I thought that's funny. Another one, gender equality is intrinsically non-gendered, but then you want to celebrate women. Go figure. Seriously, how can the double speak not hit you over the head on that?
Well, when you were talking and telling me about this, celebrating women, I was going, now how would we women react if the men came up and said, okay, let's have a day where we're going to celebrate men? It just doesn't wash, does it? It just doesn't go down. And men wouldn't do that. And I think it actually belittles women when you have to go along and say, oh, let's celebrate. Well, we don't need special celebrations. Yeah. We're diamonds in the sky anyway.
Absolutely, we are. And let's celebrate another woman just on that after you've told us not to celebrate each other because we don't need celebrating, but we are going to celebrate with a little bit of music now from another great woman.
Roma, 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 Gaga, ooh la la, what you the romance?
Listening to Two Sugars, Conversations Over Coffee on 104.6 Planet FM.
And yes, that was another great woman. Wow, Lady Gaga.
I saw her shoes on sale on TV last night. It was $4,500 for one shoe.
Wow. She wears some funky shoes, though.
I know, she's amazing.
Are you a shoe person?
No, nor a handbag person.
Well, no, neither am I, actually, but I have become a bit of a shoe person of late.
Why?
Well, I think I've just seen some really cool shoes. And sometimes when you, well, often when I'm working, I'm dressed in a fairly plain suit because I can't have it too loud because people will get distracted by that. But then I thought, well, I can get distracted by my shoes. But, you know, they're at the bottom of my feet. But I find they really dress up something when you want, you don't want to be too busy on top with all of your clothes, but chuck some funky little shoes on and it really dresses up a suit.
Oh, I totally agree. I used to love shoes immensely and went from stilettos to boots to flat hiking boots with a dress and all sorts of funky things. And yes, they do. They totally finish an outfit off and they can change the whole chemistry of the outfit. So I agree in all aspects of that. But nowadays, it's solely and purely on comfort. My feet don't allow anything else anymore.
Yeah, but you can get some really quite nice, colourful, comfortable kind of flats as well these days. Even sneakers and stuff, you know.
You sure can.
Wow, look at those. For our listeners out there, you're never going to see them, but those are funky jandals.
Crocs.
They call them Crocs.
People hate Crocs, but they are so comfortable. They are incredibly comfortable. I can walk for hours in them.
Isn't that interesting? To me, those are like, well, they're a jandal shape. So a croc to me is one of those ones, you know, the covered toes that you go out in the garden with. Mm.
So those are Crocs as well.
Yeah, but no handbags.
No handbags.
We don't need handbags.
I have two.
Yeah, that's about me.
And I have a whole pile hanging in my hot water cupboard that I don't use anymore, yes, and I don't want to throw them away because I might use them again, but no, I have to.
Isn't it funny how we don't throw things away because we might use things again? I would love to be able to go through my wardrobe and throw things away. What do they say that you should, if you haven't worn something or used something for a year, or is it 2 years?
1 year.
One year,
you throw it away. But if you can't do that, you hire me.
I come and throw it away for you.
So I go through people's wardrobes like a bad smell. You've got no idea how quickly I go through a wardrobe. And you've got no idea how quickly I can make room for you to buy more clothes.
I know, but there's a big but here. Fashion comes round.
I know. But I'm just being a modern day girl and making money out of the modern day styles, you see. So this is what they say, and everything has to be cleaned out. I didn't say I do. I have a couple of boxes in the garage. I know they're going to come back into fashion in 30 years' time, so I leave them there, and sure enough, they do.
I wonder if flares will ever come back.
Yes, well, they had a little bit of a revival a couple of years ago, didn't they? Just like wedges and the big big platforms. They had a wee revival. And if you have a look at overseas, there's quite a lot in flares at the moment as well. But they take another 2 or 3 years to get to us.
I tell you what, though, I haven't seen come back, and I'm not sure it will come back, is corduroy. Do you think?
Maybe not the big ribbed one, but I think the polished one, you know, the soft polished corduroy will definitely come back. Just like velvet. Velvet keeps coming back all the time as well.
I don't think I could wear velvet. No, I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me, really. Tweed, I'd probably go tweed or tartan, but... yeah, not velvet.
It just depends on style.
Well, exactly. And us women, we can wear anything.
So what do you think about all this global warming and the problems that they're having with growing coumaris up in Dargaville at the moment?
Well, it is an interesting subject, is it? And whether it's real or whether it's not real, I think that might be a discussion for next week.
Uh-huh.
We'll see you the same time, the same place next week. And I want you guys to think about what's happening globally. Are we warming up or are we cooling down? Or is it just a load of bollocks?
I know that we are young and I know that you may love me, but I just can't be with you like this anymore. Alejandro. At this point, I've gotta choose nothing to lose.